just want to tell you what's going to be happening regarding breaking of bread. I'm going to play this song that I played yesterday that is so, so powerful. I Stand Amazed from Chris Tomlin. I'm going to play that song and then I'm going to read some scripture. We're going to break bread together and I'm going to play that song again. But let me tell you, before I even play this song, as we break bread together, you and I want our hearts to be pure and our minds to be clean and pure and focused on one thing and one thing alone. The living God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. Now, normally what I would do at this point, before we were going to break bread, I would say to you, the dangers of taking it with an unclean heart, the dangers of taking Holy Communion without being prepared and preparing yourself. I'm not going to do that. Not this time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play this song, Chris Tomlin, I Stand Amazed. And during this song, I want you to pray and just say, Father, be close to me. Lord, I pray that you forgive me of all of my sin. Wash me clean with your blood so that I can stand before you unsoiled and set apart for you. And then right after that song, I'll read you some scripture and we'll take the bread and the wine together. So just listen to this song now. It's from Chris Tomlin, and it's called I Stand Amazed.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Again, I stand amazed. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner his face I last shall see. It will be my joy through the ages to see of his love for me. Everybody singing, how wonderful, how wonderful my song shall ever be.
Beloved, that is so, so, so powerful, that song. I stand amazed. Chris Tomlin. And I can honestly say to you that that song has changed my entire life. It's changed so much about me. I woke up yesterday morning singing that song. As I awoke from my sleep, from my slumber, I was singing that song. And I knew it was an old hymn. And so I looked for the words and found the words and posted them on Facebook. And then there was a small discussion about who sang it, etc. And I didn't think I had it on the system here. And then I discovered I had this version by Chris Tomlin. And I played it yesterday. And it changed my life. We're going to break bread now. I am so hungry to break bread. First Corinthians says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread. He gave thanks to God for it, and then he broke it into pieces and said this, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me.'" Beloved, right now, I want you to take the bread. And I want us to take this bread together. Let's take the bread. As we are taking this bread, I think back over my life and the sin that I have committed, the countless sins that I have committed. I see the imperfections and and then I behold the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. As he pours his love onto me and takes away that sin as far as the east is from the west. And he begins to knock away the corners. Sand down the rough places. Always with me. Never leaving me. Father, I thank you. And I give you the glory and the honor that is so due your name, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving my beloved brothers and sisters. Father, we declare now that we love you and we honor you. And we adore you for this intimacy, for this moment, for this brief moment in our time when we can be intimate with you, Lord, and tell you how much we love you and give thanks for all you have done for us. Bless your holy name. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Did you hear the Lord's words? This cup, beloved, that we're going to take now, you and I, is a new covenant, a new contract between God and his people. An agreement that is confirmed with the blood of our Lord. And then Jesus says, "Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Let's take the cup now. Father God, thank you for your blood that washes us clean. Father, thank you for this covenant that has been set up. Thank you, God, for your love that doesn't stop flowing. In Jesus' mighty name. As I play this song again, beloved, I just want you to let go. I want you to let go now of that which you're holding on to. And you know what it is. As I play this song, let it go and place it at the foot of the Lord's cross and let him take it. As far as the east is from the west, it will be forgotten. Thank you, Jesus.
Stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean, singing high. Let's sing that first verse again. I stand amazed. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. And wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. Singing, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my soul shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. My Savior's love is precious. He took my sin and my sorrow, His face I last shall see. It will be my joy through the
spirit. That is so powerful. And I'll tell you how things have changed in my life. Normally now I would say, I'd love you to send me an email. Tell me what the Lord was saying to you during that time that we've just had there, a breaking of the bread. But I'm not going to do that. Because this is personal to you. I don't need to know. What I do need to know is that you are being changed from glory into glory. Because you are persisting in worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. And we're going to continue, you and I, to worship Him together. Here comes Hillsong.
So desire.